And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way this morning, man. We're having a great time talking fishing. So much cool stuff going on with Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribune, man. Lots of great fishing going on and a great giveaway today.
Right? I know. How does it get any better, Rick? Man, so just traditionally a day and a half trip on the Tribune would be like the most killer thing ever, right? Like over a $400 value, you know, you could use it any time of the year. But he has sweetened it up so much. If you can go tonight, you are one stoked individual, because not only are you going, but a buddy or a spouse or somebody else is going. Two of you are jumping on the boat tonight. It's a Pizza Port sponsored trip. Free pizza, half-priced beer. How do you beat that? Over an $800 value if you can go tonight, Mike. That's an awesome deal. If you want your chance at that, there's two ways. We're going to take texting. Text the show is an option today. Pete wanted to sweeten it up. I guess Thanksgiving, he wants to give even further. And so if you text the show, go to the app. It's a free deal. Text, it's a one-way deal. We can't answer back, but we get you. So you want to leave your telephone number on that, your name, telephone number, where you're from, if you want your chance to win a trip for two tonight or your chance at the day-and-a-half trip, or give us a shout, 213-432-1090. And Rick, what a killer Bill Kavanaugh story man. With that big awesome. Tuna coming.
That was cool, you know, and we were talking during the break, Mike, you're no stranger to big ones. You were on the XL for, like, we talked about it, two big ones, you know, over 400 for the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, one on the Vagabond, that first 400-pounder, the other was down on the XL, and you got to heave that thing over the rail.
Actually, I was on the other side of the boat. I think Andy Markham and can't remember who the other crew member was. We put this 275 on the boat in the port corner and looked over, and you could see this thing coming through the gate. And, you know, Justin had a gaff in it, and as well as the other crew members. And a 275, and I think that's about what the one fish was. It was just tiny in comparison. The 445 that Mr. Petrucci caught was it was almost as girthy as the trash can was tall.
That is unbelievable.
Justin taped it the first time, and the look on his face, and he goes, it can't be right. He goes, here, you tape it. I taped it.
Not telling each other what you got.
I said, you know that fish is closer to 500 than 400. He goes, so he starts building up all this, you know, calls the landing. Jason Gross gets it out, you know. And so it's a no-brainer. This fish is over 400 pounds. Guy's first long-range trip. I'd hate to say it. I think he smoked like four cigarettes while he was pulling on this thing. He had no idea what he just did. The following day, it starts getting in his head. He starts getting antsy. He goes, pull the fish.
Pull the fish.
So it's underneath a bunch of fish on our starboard well, and it's down near the bottom. We pull these fish out. We pull it out. It shrank 7 inches the first day.
What? Come on. Like, physically, the whole thing shrank.
Between the salt, the brine, the, you know, just contract, because it being that cold, like, it was 7 inches shorter, and I think, like, an inch less of girth or something. And I know Justin started freaking out. He goes, oh, my God, it's not going to be over 400. It got pulled again by, we had a guy from the Tuna Commission come down the night before at the fuel dock. And he taped it, and he goes, hey, man, you know, this is over 400. He goes, this is the biggest yellowfin we've ever seen, or
that's
among the
so
biggest
cool.
yellowfin.
Legit.
And I know there's been a couple yacht 400-pounders, and I think some down in Puerto Vallarta. But, if that fish makes the goal tomorrow, it's one of very few. That's a heck of an accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's definitely been a few, you know, there's the world record fish. I mean, there's been several documented that have weighed that, but catching them the way that we catch them, San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, it would be one of you said that to be one of very few. And how cool, I mean, just that fish that the, I mean, I remember, I'm, I remember getting to be here and the, you know, the press and the people. I'm excited for Bill tomorrow, and I hope that the same thing goes. Because just looking at those things is just, you can't help. But if you're inefficient at all, you can't help but look at that thing and go, oh, my God.
Bill's got the right idea. Get that baby out. And I was down here when they pulled the 405 off the Vagabond, and it was funny because it came out of their bow well. I don't know exactly how their fish holds are. Came out, went into a dock cart, went straight up. And me and one of my former crew members, Dustin Tent, ended up helping Gordon pull the rest of the fish out of the hole because
everybody's gone.
It was that fish came out, and that's all that mattered for that period of time. And, you know, congrats to Lackey and the angler. It went 400, and hopefully Bill's fish tomorrow goes
down, meets the mark.
Yeah. Looking at that picture, it's If that other one's 300 pounds, that's a big one.
I hope it goes, man. That's crazy. Cool. Well, a great show going on. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, right. They all want their chance to not only win a day and a half, but your possibility to go tonight. You're taking a buddy. Yeah. Two of you are going over an $800 value, Rick. I mean, that is absolutely insane. And I think
we're going to jump into the phone. Let's do it.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck and Dana Point wants his chance. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, guys. Great show. So that tuna must have been a male that shrank in the cold water. Hey, now, seriously.
I don't think we found that out, but that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's funny. Hey, now, a rule of thumb when I teach all my kids and whoever's next to me on the rail when they got a fish coming up and it lays out and you go over for the gaff, put it in neutral with your thumb on it just in case it pops off or it comes over the rail and twines up and snaps your rod. Is that a rule still with the bigger fish, you know, these 200 pounders, or you want to keep it in gear and keep it tight?
Once your fish is stuck, once there's the first gaff in it, you want to put your thumb on it and take it out of gear. These bigger bluefin, especially, I mean, I don't know, there's the ever-ending debate which fish is tougher, yellowfin or bluefin. Stuck a lot of big yellowfin, 300-pounders, everything else. For whatever reason, and maybe it's the gear that it's on, maybe the fact that a lot of these fish come up in the dark, but they're downright terrifying to gaff. And especially if, you know, you got a bunch of fish hanging at night and you're the only one there and, you know, your crew's dealing with tangles and other fish and everything else, those things have a habit of lighting up and sometimes will, you know, and end up ripping off or even taking off with a gaff, which unfortunately happens. But you want to be able to have your thumb on the spool out of gear. If you have 20 pounds of drag, that thing comes off for any reason and bolts, it's going to break off easily.
Really worst case scenario. I mean, if that thing hits the water and just has all its power ready to go and you're in gear, you're done.
Yeah, and for any reason, there's a lot of different things that can happen. But if you have the reel out of gear, your thumb on it, and you're make sure if that thing, for any reason, if it dives right at, last minute, you want to be able to be ready to move with it, be ready to follow it. It's not uncommon at all for those things to shoot down, go under the corner of the boat and around. You got to be on your toes. It's, you know, as that thing's coming up and getting ready to get gapped, you still have to be on top of your game. It's not time to relax just yet. Once that thing's over the rail and on the deck, there you go.
Then
you have that peak support.
But, man, they are squirrely, head-shaking, flat-back, direction-changing SOBs, man. I think this is solely my opinion. No one else's, and I know that there's always anomalies. There's tougher ones here there. I think a yellowfin is tougher, no doubt about it. I think a yellowfin pulls harder and all those things, but when they're circling up at the boat, those bluefin are twice as difficult just in that they change direction, shake their head, come up ovaling, and so much more common, those yellowfins, those big, nice, flat circles, and those big bluefins never do that. Shaking, getting in the wheels, big ovals.
Unpredictable.
I hate them at the color.
You're saying the yellowfin are more predictable when they're in their circle and coming up?
90% of the time. You hardly ever say, I mean, it does happen where all of a sudden they go upright, brown back, they shake their head. And usually when they shake their head, you know you're getting ready for, they're going to, it's time to either gaff them or get ready for another run.
Yeah.
It's
telegraph when they're going to take off.
Telltale. I mean, if especially if they're upright. If they're on the side, it's one thing. But they start shaking their head, you better be ready to run down the rail, up the rail. Those yellowfin, when they come, usually, yeah, it's you know, it's the death circle, and they're coming up, and you know, especially on a long range boat, you got, you know, experienced long range crew, several gaffs ready. They come, and it's you know, they make a nice target. Those bluefin, especially in the dark, I mean, it's a very humbling thing for somebody who's been long range fishing for almost 30 years to just be blown away by what you see. Or they come up, and you see this with the yellowfin too, but in the dark, they'll come up in the lights, and you'll have a chance to gaff them sometimes within 30 seconds, and it's a terrifying experience. you're standing there, and you're like, oh my God, am I going to do this?
That's wild.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, great question for sure. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on with our man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. And today, that catch port sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. And a big deal has officially started from Fisherman's Processing. The holiday fish package is officially available. So it is a $55 party platter, great for Thanksgiving, great for all the holiday parties you got coming up. So the $55 holiday package includes a pound of smoked fish. You can choose between their hickory smoked tuna, wahoo, salmon, or yellowtail.
Wow.
Also, you get 3 packs of their signature style tuna jerky. You can choose between the spicy, the black pepper, teriyaki, which is their top seller.
Sounds incredible, Rick.
Also, 3 packs of their Applewood smoked cheese. You can choose between the sharp cheddar, pepper jack, gouda, gruyere, or Swiss or Parmesan. So again, all of that $55. So again, like Mike was saying, you want to be the hero showing up with your sashimi platter.
Right.
If you don't connect, or if you want to show up again with just a killer. And we've done this for a couple of years now at the holiday party, and it's the same thing. You put so much work into trying to put something together. You can roll by Fisherman's Processing
for $55.
Open up all the packages, throw it on a platter. It looks killer, and same deal. You're just like the absolute hero. So,
what a crazy deal.
Yeah, it's all available at their brand-new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. For more information, you can check out fishermansprocessing.com. But, again, $55 holiday package, hugely popular, and stoked that it's happening again this year because I'm the same way. I'll be taking full advantage. With that said, we're going to find out what's going on. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Rick, Corey. Thanks for having me on the show. And, hey, Mike covered this bluefin thing pretty good. We all know that they're still out there between the Tanner and the Cortez. So we're going to talk about what's going on the coast here right now. Santa Monica Bay is absolutely polluted right now with squid. That stuff showed up 2 days ago. It's all over the place, starting at the Santa Monica Pier, going all the way down to the Redondo Beach Canyon. Lots and lots of squid. And the guys that are taking advantage of that are fishing the artificial reefs up there. The thing about Santa Monica Bay is they have a phenomenal amount of artificial reefs up there, from the Santa Monica Bay artificial, the Marina del Rey artificial, the Redondo Beach artificial. There's just so many places to fish up there with this squid that we have right now. And it is really good sand bass fishing, calico bass fishing. It's really fun fishing on those artificial reefs. And then Danny called me right, like 5 minutes ago, right before we went live, and got a report that from Arrow Point at Catalina to the West End, that's up by Johnson's Rock on the front side of the island, giant spots of daytime squid right now while we're talking. This is all brand new, hot dope, right off the press, just finding out about it right now. That's only going to – I can't even comprehend what the sea bass year might be like because of the fact we have this cold water year. How cool would it be to go get some limits of sea bass and swing outside there, catch a few – 200-pound bluefin and go home? Oh, wait a minute, on the way home, why don't we stop and throw a couple hoop nets in the water and get some lobsters, too, because the lobsters are crawling good.
It's just insane what's going on right now. And then this squid just polluting the area because we knew it was coming. I mean, Mike will tell you from years past when we get into these cold water cycles, that squid is usually a cold water fish that shows up, and it's not disappointing. Here it comes. It's November. Squid showing up. It's going to be unbelievable. And then the artificial reef down there in your zone, Rick and Corey, I've been talking to some of my clients. They've been taking the ball and running with it and fishing those artificial reefs down there with light line, small swim baits, some small strips of squid, stuff like that. They're just catching fish. The artificial reefs, there's so many of them everywhere, and they were all built for us to go fishing to have fun. And I know we all want to catch a 200-pound bluefin, but not all of us have the boat to do that. So take advantage of these artificial reefs. Take advantage of the squid. And just keep fishing. That's all I can tell you. Keep fishing. Just get out there and go fishing and keep calling the show because someone wants to win that trip tonight to go fishing with Mike. I know that for sure.
Yeah, buddy. Great report, man. That's killer, Dave. Well, if somebody wants to keep in touch with all that hot, and that's the thing about FishGo, man, multiple updates throughout the day. Danny does such a good job keeping track with the freshest info up and down the coast. And if you want to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, use the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 off of a new membership to FishDope. And, Dave, if somebody wants to keep in touch with how to catch them, how to rig yourself up, game plans, and more, how do we find you at Your Saltwater Guide?
Gang, go over to yoursaltwaterguide.com. Also on my Facebook page, I just put up a YouTube video about how to fish these artificial reefs. And Danny and the boys over at FishDope, you go over to their GPS and check it out. They got about 800 artificial reef numbers over there. You can't miss it. You'll be able to find some fish to catch. Keep catching that bluefin, Mike. I'm going to sit back and listen. Thanks for letting me be on the show today. I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Great report, job, and great hearing from you, Dave. And like Mark Wish mentioned yesterday, you know, just a hint of the squid up and down the coast is pretty darn exciting. And stay in tune. Fishdope.com.
Wouldn't it be weird if bluefin like squid?
Right? I mean, just maybe, like possibly.
That'd be
like,
crazy.
I can't imagine that mix. All right, Dave. Hey, thank you. And it's sponsored by Hands and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and other custom flay knives from Hands and Knives. Made from a high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, is easy to sharpen. Ansa knives are the finest flay knives ever produced. Ansa also offers knives from military and law enforcement, hunting, and more. Check AnsaKnives.com for more and get the Fish Pro series from Sean and Raymond and the boys at Fishman's Processing.
And speaking of picking up the Fish Pro series from Ansa, Don and Heidi, they're going to be at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show at the Orange County Fairgrounds. So that's next Saturday, next Sunday with their Ansa knives. So if you want to go by and see Don and Heidi, they'll hook you up. You can talk knives with them, talk shop, like say hunting knives, skinning knives, whatever you need. They make the finest knives ever made.
Hey, made in San Diego County and SoCal. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice with Mike from the Tribune. We're going to have more of your calls and fish reports and more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing from the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We've had such a fun show talking limits of bluefin on the Tribute, a possible 400-pounder on the, the Intrepid coming in with Bill Cavanaugh. Just an exciting show. Dave talking about squid up and down. And, hey, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Mike's been so just gracious. I mean, if you can go tonight, it's two spots on the boat, man, on a day and a half trip, over $800 value. But if you can't go tonight, it's still good, for next season, possibly a day and a half trip, Mike?
Yeah, sometime in the next calendar year.
There you go. Calendar year would be the next couple months, but
about this time next year. Yeah,
yeah, there
so
you go.
Not
perfect.
Calendar year, but
you're going fishing.
Yeah, how about that?
Whether you're on hold right now or if you've called in or texted in, like I said, the boat did come back in this morning with the limits of bluefin for 30 guys.
And
right now there's only 12 booked tonight.
Oh man,
if you're
if you're on the edge,
I'm looking at the Windy Weather app right now. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Out there is 4 knots.
It is seriously the best weather period we've seen in the last probably 5 months. This next week is probably the best.
4 knots, yeah, with a 3-foot swell at 9 seconds. Like, if you want to fish the harbor and catch a bluefin, then you should probably give Seaforth Landing a call.
Yeah, that's cool. And again, that trip is going. There's only 12 people on right now. It's going.
Sponsored by Pizza Port, which
is
an awesome
free
sponsor.
Pizza.
Tonight, you'll get some pizza and half off beer.
I dig it. Well, that's great. And again, if you want to get your shot at winning tonight, you can give us a call at 213-432-1090. But if you want to book that spot, call Seaforth and jump on it. They do that through Seaforth. They do it through your website. Wants to go tonight, they're not the lucky winner, but they want to get in on a light load and great weather and good fishing.
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. You can book through SeaforthLanding.com or TributeSportFishing.com. And always take a look at our Facebook page. We'll have some of our fish pictures up, and look at that cool video from last week as well. And it's just for the weather, for the time of year, for everything that's going on right now. I'd be on a boat.
Jump on the chance of having some great fishing. Awesome weather for sure.
Yeah, the last few days have been very, very good. So there's no pressure change. There's no reason for it to change tomorrow. So. Hop on.
Let's go.
Hey, we had a great text come through. This one was from Ryan in Irvine. Also, I want to say there's tons and tons of great texts coming through. We appreciate all of them. We're not able to get to all of them, but keep them coming. And everybody that texts has entered, everybody that's on hold has entered, so we will be picking the one big winner at the end of the show. Hey, Ryan from Irvine. Good morning, guys. My question for Captain Mike is, when you're pulling up to a breezer that's close to the boat, as an angler, would you recommend that we throw a fly line sardine or try to throw a Colt sniper?
Oh, good one.
You know, it really depends on how the fish are. There's actually times where we'll advise guys not to cast on them. If they're being really shy, a lot of times it doesn't take much. There's a lot of work that goes into it, trying to head them off, trying not to spook them. You know, sometimes you'll slide up, take them out of gear, shut the mains off, and throw bait in front of them, trying to predict where they're going to come across the stern. And you'll see somebody run up and throw a jig on it, and it hits the water and instantly you see everything spook and take off.
Yeah.
So usually we'll try to advise on it. A fly line bait's almost always going to be the best way to go. If they're up foaming, if they're like, there's times where they could care less whether we're there or not. They're on a ball of bait, ball of anchovies or whatever. That's a great time to get a jig into them. Some guys even, you know, we'll hook them on the surface iron, flat falls, cold snipers. And when they're doing that, a lot of times, like, you can almost, it's a joke, but you could say that you hear them hit the side of the boat. They can care less if we're there. If they're being real skittish, though, a lot of times I'll get on the PA and say, hey, you guys, hold off on casting until we get some bait in the water. Once they start boiling on the chum, it's usually a given. They're going to stick around for a little bit.
A little more frisky.
Yeah, but it's funny, like, it's like hearing a pin drop and everything just vanishes.
Crazy.
It's amazing how quick it happens. Same thing. Sometimes you'll get on a spot. You know, the guy that hooks the first fish, you're looking at the fish on the sonar. Fish on the up and down just jug, and that one fish breaks off, and within seconds it's gone. You're like, wow. Man,
there they went.
Well, talk about spooking.
The term we hear a lot, we hear from you and from all the guys, you know, and this caller you was talking about approaching a breezer. For those that aren't familiar, what does that mean? Like when you say you're approaching a breezer, what does that refer to?
Breezer is a spot of fish that's just under the surface. They're not up chasing bait. They're not down deep.
Whitewater foam.
It takes some doing. Some guys spend a lot of time in our industry and have no idea what a breezer is. They know what it is, but they can't spot it. And then you get guys that come out who really don't fish, and they're like, hey, what is that over there? And you're like, oh, it's a nice
hello.
Breezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate you joining me.
You can usually see, and it depends on the surface conditions, wind, and everything else, but a lot of times you can see which way they're swimming. And ideally, you want to get in front of them and start dumping bait in front of them. That way, you're not running over the top of them. Some of these spots, especially at night or in low lighting conditions, you know they're probably up on the surface because you're chasing them around. And it seems so stupid at times that you're chasing around a spotted fish, like in the dark or something,
sure,
that is staying 100 feet off the bow. And you're like, I know if I can get over the top of them and get some bait on them, you know, they'll stop, you know, usually. And you know, some of your passengers are down there going, the heck's he doing?
Yeah, why are we doing donuts over here?
Gipper's been drinking. Like, we're doing
pizza port a little too hard.
Yeah, doing 11 knot figure eights and everything else. And, you know, same thing happens in the dark. But if you can see them up on the surface and you can head them off, I mean, it's a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to get in front of them, dump some bait on it, and, you know, you start seeing them come up the chum line, guys start hooking them. And, yeah, that's awesome.
That's
a
sweet feeling.
Yeah, right?
It's a knack for some people. They,
sure,
they just see it, and some people just don't see it.
Yeah. It separates a lot of people. It's an eyeball game, but it's the disturbed water from the school swimming. So like you say, they're just under surface. So you're looking for the disturbed water from them swimming under the water. They're not breaking the water, but
a little wake, a little wake in the water, just a little ripple, not even a wake, because a wake can, you know, be kind of breaking the surface. It's just, you know, a picture moving your hand underwater in a swimming pool, not enough to where it ripples, but you could actually see the water movement.
Uh-huh.
And that's another frustrating one with the private boats. You know, you stop on a spot and there's breezers everywhere, and a lot of the private boaters head straight towards you no matter what. And you see them running over giant breezers and you're like,
and they have no clue.
You're like, man, if you just look over the side.
I can tell you one huge thing that helps in spotting that is elevation off of the deck too. Like higher you get, the way more pronounced that they become.
And a good pair of polarized glasses. Especially if it's, you know, late in the afternoon or whatever, it's like completely, you take your glasses off for a second and you put them back on. You're like, hey, look, there's fish.
Sure.
There's actually something to the polarized glasses.
And when it's right? when it's greasy, everybody looks good. Well, you put a little bit of wind on the water and trying to find fish, you know, with some breeze and adverse conditions. That is a thing that just that impresses me so much that people can do that, because it's not an easy skill to acquire.
No,
sure.
You're like, hey, why is the white caps going the wrong direction? Well, there you go.
Yeah, right.
Cool. Well, hey, great text. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Mo calling from Vista? Good morning, Mo. Mo, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. This question is for Rick. I'm looking for a rail rod, and I've noticed this United Composite. Do you know something about that rod or blank? Or?
I'm familiar with them, yeah.
Well, do they compare to the CalStar? Because I'm looking for a rail rod,
like,
double X.
Like anything, do they compare to a CalStar? They do, in that they're yet another high-quality West Coast-made rod. I'm a CalStar guy. You know, I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with the radio show. I love them, but I have a couple United Composites too. I like them a lot. They're different, but yeah, they make a great one. You know, it's like trying to compare a Ford to Chevy. I'm a Ford guy, and they also make a very high quality USA made, good components, graphite and fiberglass composites. They're just different, and it I think it really depends on which model you're after. Their numbering system is different, that it's all done by names. You know, a Centaur and an Invictus and a Viper and a Raptor. So they're a little bit tougher, you know, than where your CalStar is a 770 XH, double XH, triple XH. So they're, but with that said, sure, they are a great rod made by a great manufacturer, and I wouldn't hesitate to go with the quality. For me, rail rod wise, as I've said, like what I personally own is CalStars, and I love them. Yeah, I would say as far as comparison and quality goes, they're another really solid choice.
Okay, so they're the upper end of a rod then.
They are, and priced as such. You know, they're not cheap, nor is any high-quality saltwater rod. I would say they very much compare in both quality and in price to all of the highest echelon rail rods out there.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Okay.
And Randy is a master.
No doubt.
He started with Seeker, and he is a master in mixing the blends of all the new materials and putting that together. And like you said, Rick, a very high end.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. Mo, hope that answers your question for you. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Let's talk to John. John calling from San Diego. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. 1-2, John.
All right. Looks like we might have missed John there. So how about we continue on and grab another, Corey?
Let's do it. Wants his chance of winning a day and a half, possibly two if he's going tonight. That's Bob. Bob in Lakeside. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. As much as I would love to go on that trip, I'm scheduled back to work tomorrow morning, so that will be happening.
There's
that
cough, I hear.
Yeah,
I know. It sounds like you're getting a little ill already, Bob.
That might be tough for Bob to pull off, because I know he just got off the searcher for 7 days, a couple of days ago, so that one might be tough to explain to the boss, but sometimes you got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to thank both the Searcher Sport Fishing and Let's Talk Hookup for the trip of a lifetime for me. I mean, we had Wahoo, Yellowfin Tuna, Dorado, Yellowtail. I mean, it was just an absolutely amazing trip. The crew was great. The other fishermen were great. I learned a lot. And the food was outstanding. I mean, I weighed about 5 pounds more than when I left the dock.
but
it was just an amazing trip. And I just wanted to thank you guys for that. It was just amazing. And, yeah, this was the end of my 2-week vacation that I had to take in order to do this trip.
Well, Bob, congratulations. It's our pleasure. Bob was the winner of the Ford Live Broadcast Grand Prize of that Searcher 8-day trip. And I'm so stoked. And like you say, the big thanks really goes out to Art and Celia and the whole crew from the Searcher. Those guys do a fantastic job. And I'm so glad you knocked the Wahoo down and all the other great ones. Bob, congrats on what I'm sure was a great trip.
All righty. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Hey, another great text came through. This one is from John in Mira Mesa. Says, I'm unable to go tonight, but I'm hoping to go in the future. After hearing Bill's report, you don't hear too much about backup rods deployed on gear or gear getting spooled these days. Mike, have you guys ever thrown a backup rig on the Tribute, and is it as common with bluefins as it is with yellowfin?
You know what? We don't, and it's probably not as common. There's definitely some things that go to that. A nice thing about being on a long-range boat that has skiffs on it, putting out 3 backup rods means that you can actually go get them if something happens, which is a big one. And, you know, just this day and age of tackle technology, Spectre and everything else, I think, you know, it's when I first started working on the Excel years ago, a lot of guys still had straight mono.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's change in line capacity and a lot of different things on them, drags, everything else. And I was actually thinking about that earlier with these 400-pounders. I don't know if it's some kind of evolution, if they've been around the whole time, that, you know, the tackle has changed the big fish fishing so much. Maybe these things have been around the whole time. It's 300-pounders used to be a big one. And 300-pounders are still a big one, but they're like, oh, man, look, you got a 300-pounder. Cool. Oh, you got five 300-pounders. Now it's like you're the holy grail, you know, that it's just it's crazy. But, no, we do not. And a lot of it is guys fishing rods with no lugs on them. Mm-hmm. You're not – there is ways to back up rods that don't have lugs on them, but if you can't just clip something on and throw it over the side, usually it's you see it with those bigger yellowfin. I think they dump line faster. Because a lot of those things, there, you know, you're getting bit, even fly line and 100-pound, and you have 10 seconds to get a backup on there and get it in the water. And for whatever reason, it doesn't seem the bluefin do quite that. I don't know how many times, you know, being down at Clarion or Hurricane Bank or whatever, and you see a guy get bit, and, you know, he might be 100 yards behind the boat, fly line and a bait or something, but it happens quick with those things. And
That's crazy.
Yeah. You have to be on the ball with them.
In a bluefin, it just doesn't happen like at that capacity.
It's also different when you're anchored up at, well, say you're anchored up at Hurricane Bank and you know you're fishing for big ones the entire time. You have all your big stuff ready to go, long range boats. You have your skiffs ready to go. We don't have skiffs, and you know a lot of it is just on a shorter trip. Putting three backup rods in the water is usually not a feasible ordeal. Like,
right.
That could be a lengthy event.
Like you say, Spectro is the big kicker on that. You know, when you were, you know, back in the day, a 30 wide, it was kind of, it holds 300 yards of line. I mean, you know, you're putting 100-pound line on those, and, you know, I mean, it was very rare for a fishing reel to hold more than 400 yards of line, and that's fishing for 200 and 300 pounders.
Yep.
You know, it's rare for it to hold that much.
Yeah, and now you see some of these guys. I mean, yeah, 500 yards of line is not uncommon, and yeah, and then we also get some of the guys that, and you'll see them, they're fishing lighter gear, and they might have lugs on, and they go, oh, I need a backup. And then it's like, you're fishing 50 pound. You know, the backup hitting the water is going to break your fish off.
Yeah, for real. I mean, just the amount of drag from the buoy and all that extra line that's in the water and dragging that thing around. And throwing your rig in is not the... It oftentimes renders the outfit not usable for the rest of the trip. If I, you know, I've had a backup rig go in before, and you know the line dumped off of the reel so fast that there was so much heat from drag, you know,
and
then it hits the water and instantly cools down. It'll warp the drag plate.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
You have this thing. You know, you think about your car going as fast as you can and just piling on the brakes and then pouring cold water.
Yeah,
on
and
it.
Going like, through ice.
Yeah,
right?
And you know, and then I mean, we were able to get the fish, but it was very difficult when we got the main rod and reel back in our hands because the drag was now slipping. Like, it basically warped into a high spot, low spot kind of thing. Almost like when you fried your drags on your old 4.0.
It's almost you're praying that Cal Sheets is on the trip, right?
Rebuild on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope that answers your question, though. That was a great text. Corey, let's jump back into it.
Let's do it. How about let's try Jeff. Jeff from Ramona. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys, I just got a quick question. I've never heard of this. Anybody answered it before. So I was just curious whether you're commercial or private boater, when your bait rolls or you have problems with your bait tank and things like that, how come is it in the East Coast you can throw cast nets and in the West Coast you can't throw cast nets?
You know, that's a really good question. They do it in Mexico. It's actually legal. A lot of us don't know in SoCal that it's actually legal north of Point Conception.
Don't
take my word for what the fish and wildlife law is, but I believe it's definitely legal in the San Francisco Bay Area, and they have a big sport where they throw the throw nets for a surf smelt, and the surf smelt is like a grunion, maybe an inch or two bigger at the biggest, and they jet up into the surf. you know, you imagine a small surf day is 5-6 feet. Well, imagine that coming up on the beach and the surf smelt come up in 6 inches of water. Huh. And you literally, there's people lined up. I've done it. It's a really, really cool thing.
That's cool.
And they throw the throw net on these schools of smelt and very close to a grunion. And so it is legal in California, just not legal in Southern California.
Okay.
But it would be a cool thing to be able to make bait and do that kind of thing. But, hey, with Everingham Brothers, we can pull up with a $50 bill and be set for the day. And why wouldn't you?
I like making my bait the old-fashioned way with a couple of 20s.
Greenbacks?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, that's a good one. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this day-and-a-half trip on the Tribute. Possibly if you're going tonight, you're taking two. It's over an $800 value if you're going tonight. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hook a Pap in the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, ULoan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, somebody is going to be so stoked to win this day and a half trip on the Tribute. Mike, it's been so much fun having you. So much great information.
Always a blast.
All right, one lucky caller is Brian from Wildemar.
Hey, congratulations, buddy. You're going fishing. Hopefully you make it tonight, and if not, you're going fishing in the future. So congrats to Brian.
And call down to Seaforth, huh? Sign up for tonight's trip. Is that the best way to...
He's at Wildemar, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Easy striking distance.
Come on down. No doubt. Well, Mike...
Yeah, it's probably hot out there anyway, right?
Oh, Mike, again, can't say it enough. I agree with Corey. So much fun having you on here. You do such a great job always keeping us up to date with what's going on the water and fishing on the Tribute. If somebody wants to go tonight on a light load, continuing, the thing I love about you guys is you run until it's time to pull the boat out of the water. The Tribute is always running. When it's slow, when it's great, whatever, we can always count on you to provide a great trip. If somebody wants to get in on tonight or any of the fishing in the future, how do we keep in touch with you, the Tribute, what's going on, all that kind of stuff?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. Always take a look at the Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, as well as Instagram. And like I said, even if you didn't win, limits of bluefin arriving here this morning.
Light
Flat greasy calm weather. Feed support sponsored. Just you know, like I said, Thanksgiving's next week. And
time to go.
You want to be the cool dude showing up with your sashimi, so.
Well said. Great job, Mike. Appreciate having you on, and we'll look forward to hearing from you from the boat again real soon. Hey, another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. And next Sunday, Bill Barney, surf fishing expert, is going to be joining. A couple of great shows. Big thanks to JP and Adam for keeping us on the air, keeping us up with the archives. We'll look forward to talking to you next week right here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.